The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Recently.
1-800-449-8686.
Sorry.
Recently heard on Coast to Coast AM.
Hello, surprise guest. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you,
Fine.
George? Richard, this is Walter.
Hi, Walter.
How are you? Let me tell you, they contacted me, and I want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
And I've got
very
to tell
honored.
The story. I want to tell George and everyone that when we worked together on the Apollo coverage, Richard was more interested in babbling about Mars and this kind of thing. But it was wonderful, and I'm coming from correspondence dinner that we had here in New York, Richard, and I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. But I really wished you hadn't led me astray with a lot of your hocus-pocus nonsense, you know. You know?
Thank you. It's
a little men living in cave. I would say at that time we had an editor by the name of, I don't know if you remember, Bernie Pleiss. He was one of our editors. He said, I think Richard is living on Mars. I think he's he's imagining things. And I said, well, I think there's something in the medical plan that might cover that at CBS, you know, at the time. But
Thank you.
All of the people that you mentioned, Richard, there at your birthday party, can you hear me?
Yes.
Are they real people?
Thanks, Walter. And that's the way it used to be.
Indeed it was. But thank God I'm away from you now and living wherever I live. But honestly, we're all kidding aside, happy birthday. I heard you say you don't feel 60.
No, not at all.
Well, every day if I see a picture in the newspaper or magazine, by God, he looks 60, doesn't he? But you're... No, you don't look 60. You don't even look 70. You look 80.
I love it. Thanks, Mr. Cronkite.
Well, you're welcome. Hey, George, one other thing.
Yes, sir.
I got that hand crank radio or whatever that...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's baloney.
It works.
Well, it's great chili. It's not a good radio, but I was able to grate cheese with it.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Cronkite.
You're certainly welcome.
All right.
Thank you, Richard, and all of you people. I got to go to bed.
All right, that was on Coast to Coast AM the other night. And the reason why I played that for you is if you heard it, you might have thought, Phil's driving home, lonely, living at the beach by himself, and wants to reach out and make contact. And so what is he going to do? He's going to crank George's show because he's got no life and he's a loser like a lot of people that crank shows. No, that's not the case.
Yeah, I thought that was it.
No, that wasn't it, bud.
You weren't lonely.
No, I wasn't lonely. Tom Danheiser, his producer, asked me to do that bit because they had Richard C. Hoagland. And Richard C. Hoagland is the guy that we base our character General Johnson Jameson on. Because apparently this guy, Richard C. Hoagland, did work with Walter Cronkite when they did do the moon shot coverage. And I suppose in some way that was what I imagined Walter would say to him were he calling him and wishing him a happy birthday. But unfortunately, Richard, if you're out there, you see, even though you worked all those years with Walter Cronkite, he hasn't got the common courtesy to call you and wish you a happy birthday. So I did and got in a plug for that hand crank radio. Great cheese. Anyway, George wanted me to do that, and George Norrie is a tremendous guy, and I was very happy to do that. And I got these cats all the time saying,
hey, you know what you got to do? You got to call my wife. Oh, man. No, really.
I had one of the guys, Matt Winston, great actor. We were on that Fillmore Middle pilot, and he says, will you do me a favor? I said, what? He said, call up my wife as Jay Santos. Come on, do it. All right, I'll do it. Yeah. Here, let me dial the number. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is this Ann? This is Jay Santos. Oh, my God. It's Phil Hendry.
Yeah. Or I get this one.
Hey, would you...
Go ahead, man. Whatever you need.
Could you make a recording for my answering machine? Jay Santos?
Yeah, okay. I'll just...
Here, wait, hold on.
No, you pushed the 3.
No, I got it, okay?
It's usually at a personal appearance of a guy and his wife, you know.
Push the... Okay. Okay, now. You've reached the Snidell residence, J-San, Citizens Auxiliary Police, at Santana. Leave a message.
Okay, could you do it again with a get out of here? Do it again? 1-800-449-8686. Is that our number? Let me double check that, will you, bud?
All right.
I'm not sure if that's the number.
Yeah, you're right. It's changed. It's 1-800-449-8686.
Thank you. I thought it changed. 1-800-449-8686. Number here on the Phil Henry Show. And our web address is our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. And our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com. And tonight we're going to have Chris Norton, who is a 28-year-old telemarketer from Hermosa Beach, California. And he'll be talking about a blog that he has started. It's called Prenup Block. And he's getting a lot of guys involved in this. Should you be forced, if you are the fiancé of a woman, should you be forced into taking a polygraph if she goes missing? Or can you get that in a prenuptial that, you know, I love you very much, but just in case you go missing, do I have to take a polygraph? I don't see why I should have to do that, okay? So they want to put that into prenuptials, and it's not my thing, man. This is Chris. He's going to be on our show later on to talk just a little teeny itsy-bitsy bit about that. Art Bell will be on our show tonight with General Johnson Jameson, not George Norrie, but Art. And the only reason I can do Art Bell's voice is because he sounds like G. Gordon Liddy, and I can do his voice. And the reason I can do his voice is he sounds a little tiny bit like Ted Koppel, and no one cares. Also, Darren Brown of C93 will call and want me to use more parody songs in my material because there's a huge Weird Al following in his area, and maybe I could use that to my advantage. Also, we're going to have on radio salesman Guy Goodhead. He comes in with a new client for me, Wendy's Chili, with the slogan, "No more fingers, lots more thick beef." Good God. All right, anyway, that's coming up. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Are we doing a flashback, Clinton, at the bottom of the thing? I'm speaking with President Clinton, who's engineering my show tonight. All right, thanks very much, President Clinton. Just heard a guy going, "If you'd like to." Okay, yeah, at the bottom of the hour, man.
Anything anywhere you want.
Anything anywhere I want it. What? Right. Hey, Harry, come in here and lock this mother. Lock him up. All right, now,
Harry, he wants it anywhere you want to give it.
Will you shut up? Now, I wanted to tell you this because this kind of fits in with what it was I was talking about, which, whatever it was, I forget. What the hell was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Years ago. Anyway, we got the flashback coming up at the bottom of the hour. We also have Chris Norton coming up at, our third hour tonight. Mr. Norton will be on to talk about, you know, taking polygraphs if your fiancé goes missing, which is, it's necessary. Obviously, the police want information, but what's up with me? You know, that's what it's pretty much. Okay, pal, you, me? Yeah. Why me? I want to make sure you didn't kill her. I mean, did I kill her? I was at work. I don't care. We got to take a thing, and she's missing. All right, that's, you know, what have you got to do? Anyway, Chris wants to get a prenup. Nope. Imagine that in a prenuptial. I love you. Also, I have some stuff in here about, you know, how our money would be divided. And if you go missing, I do not have to take a polygraph. Would you just sign right here? Certainly, honey. Okay. Well, that takes care of that. Guy's wiping his hands. Okay. Where do you want to have dinner? So anyway, I don't know why, but I was talking to Harry about that. When I was on the air in Atlanta, I was at WSB Radio, and they used to have the Falcons. And so I know this ties in with what I was talking about before the break. That's why I wanted to tell you guys about it. But so they decided that they would put me in the pregame show as sort of the guy who does color, whatever that means. And so the whole George Norrie thing, right? So, you know, because people, what they do is they say, "Hey, this guy does funny voices, and what we can do, all right, Bill, if you're with me on this." All right, I'm listening. Okay, Just hear me out, because this is great. Okay, fine, you know, but we run him. Yeah, okay. He does voices, so we can have him call a guy and screw around, and it's just great. You'll love him. And then finally, these guys that love me, they tell their friends about me, and their friends are like, yeah, he's real good. So it just totally makes them look bad, and I get email from them. My friends hate you. Oh, well, what do you want from me? So I go to WSB Radio in Atlanta, and they say, well, why don't you go down there and you do pregame color with the broadcast team. And at that time, I forget the guys. One of them was the dude that did the wrestling show. The other guy was Jeff Van Note, former center with the Falcons. And the other guy was some other guy. I don't know who they were. But I was the fourth member of the broadcast team pregame. When the game started, it was down to business. And they would send me out into the stands to do the, I don't know what you could, the human interest stuff. You ever see the guy at the end of the newscast? Okay, let's go to Billy. And Billy's got his human interest story of the night. And I go like, hey, we're here covering something really wacky called the Special Olympics. Ever heard of it? You know. So I'm down there, and I would interview players' wives, or I would go and talk to fans, or if there was nothing happening, and you'd be surprised with, you know, 70,000 people, how many people don't want to talk to you. I'd make up people myself. You know me. And so the guys in the booth were turning to me, okay, let's go to Phil Hendry. Phil, who you got? I'm standing here with Bob Torblin, and Bob is the, he sells programs here, isn't that right, Bob? And then I do a voice, you know. Well, yes, Mr. Hendry, I do. And where are you from, Bob? I'm from Douglasville, Georgia. Well, that's wonderful. And so what is in the typical game day program? Oh, everything. You can find out about all of the players of the Atlanta Falcons and the team. Now, see, they don't know who the players are yet because a lot of them are traded so often in the team. That's a problem, but they'll have it printed up. You know, so anyway, I do this bit, and there's, okay, well, that's Bob Torklin, back to you cats, right? So I throw it back to the booth, and it's like stunned, dead silence of just, okay, that's great. Now, I'm sure it's probably either A, because they didn't think I was funny, which probably had a lot to do with it, but also B, how do we transition from that when we're like sports guys, and we're doing serious-ass sports stuff here? I mean, we're covering the Atlanta Falcons, and there wasn't anything more serious than the Atlanta Falcons in the early 90s. You talk about bad. So in any event, needless to say, I got off that thing. So that's what happens, man. All these guys, they just want you...
So what's the point of the story?
The point of the story was it had a point, I forget. That's the point of the story. And the other thing is, I think Jeannie Zelasco's pretty hot, and I don't give a crap what you think, bud.
She sucks.
Just because she's a chick. You guys, man, you might as well admit it. This is the bottom line on women in sports who are sportscasters, women on the sidelines. You guys can't handle any of them. You don't think women belong there. So why don't you quit copping it at it? Quit pretending like they're not any good. Ah, yeah, huh? I love these guys, you know, you get on these blogs. And that Jeannie Zelasco sucks. And that other suit. Did you dump it, Clinton? Good. Clinton just dumped what I said about Jeannie Zelasco blowing. Now, I want to... She doesn't. She's great. I love her. I love her work. And these guys out there, you guys give me a royal pain, man. If you don't want a chick on the sidelines, just say it. Don't start talking about how she sucks as a reporter. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I've never heard, like, any of them that work the sideline, Melissa Stark, or who's the new one, Harry? What's her name? I guess it's Melissa Stark still. No, it ain't. It's somebody new. I bet you those women are just as knowledgeable, if not more so, than Al Michaels. Okay? I don't care. I never hear Al Michaels say anything more insightful than any of them. But the fact is, they're women, and they know guy. Why don't you guys just, climb off of it, man? You don't like chicks. Fag. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Our web address, www.philhendryshow.com. Don't forget that you are going to be privy to quite a bit when you become a Backstage Pass member. That is all of the archive material that we've got on the Phil Hendry Show. We got tons of it, baby. We got a flashback coming up that's an all-time hit. I think we play it too much, personally, but we get so many requests for it. But if you want to hear it over and over and over and over again, go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com. Get a Backstage Pass. And with that Backstage Pass, you'll be able to access all of the audio that you could ever want in your wildest, sweet little nightmares. And it's only $6.95 a month. So what is that? What's $6.95 a month? Starve a kid for a day, which, like we always say at our charity, starve a kid for a day and subscribe to The Phil Hendry Show. So just go to get that backstage pass, and you can hear All You Can Eat Negro till the cows come home, okay? Which, by the way, that's exactly what we're playing here in just a few minutes. Other news to report, and this is really important. Florida becomes yet another state that is going to make it illegal for you to sit in a fast lane on your big, fat, ever-widening can doing the speed limit and thinking that you're controlling the rate of speed. And so these cats who thought that I was way off the mark talking about this, guess what? Just ahead of the curve, baby, on this one. I mean, I'm ahead of that curveball. Florida, Colorado, California already has a law. You sit in the fast lane doing the speed limit, you're breaking the law. Now, I got a website here. There's a thing called motorist.org, and the guy said it very well. He said, there's a lot of reasons why people sit in the fast lane on their dead ass, and they do 55 or 60 or 65, even though they've got millions of cars piling up behind them. There's a few reasons. Number one, some people actually say, that lane's smoother. It's better on my tires. Some people actually say that. Other people say it's easier for people to pass me on the right. Well, the fact is, it's illegal to pass on the right. And another reason given is the exact reason that I've told you why people sit in that fast lane, and it drives me nuts. And there are many people who say this is what causes road rage. Because that jackball sitting in a fast lane says, well, you know what, I think I'm just going to make these people slow down, you know? I dig it. I mean, these people think they're cops. So anyway, in Florida, the House passed a bill that requires drivers in the left lane to move over to the right in many cases when other traffic is trying to get by. Why? Because they're trying to mitigate road rage. Why? Because they don't want people shooting each other and dying and thus making more paperwork for the highway patrol. Why? Because those cats have got lives too. So they finally figured out what you and I have been knowing for many, many years. All these people out on the highways that think that they are cops by going really slow in the fast lane and otherwise are going to control the rate of traffic and otherwise just are a real pain in the can, all you're doing is pissing people off. And you know what? That causes certain people, not myself, of course, to reach into their glove box for their healthy, handy little Derringer and just start spraying away. They're sick? Yes. They're mentally unstable? Yes. Do they need a doctor? Of course. But then there's guys like me. I need a doctor, too. I'm not going to kill you. But I will go home and start burning small effigies of you, sticking needles in things that has your, you know, like maybe I'll cut some of your hair off. Maybe I'll just go ahead and put a curse on your ass. What do you think of that? That's what I call road rage. That's my kind of voodoo road rage, man. Would you wait till I get home, man? I'm doing 65 and you can't go, oh yeah? Well, wait till I get home, man. I'll make a little doll made out of your sweat and tears and hair. Guy has a heart attack halfway up the 101. Just, it's because I'm there in my house. Just, I just put one right through him. Florida, Colorado, California, and other states will follow suit as people are up in arms. Drivers are saying, move your ass out of the fast lane or something really bad is going to happen. And that could be, like, for instance, maybe an exploding vein in my head. Trying to keep me from getting that. What do you call that when you get a blood vessel that bursts? An aneurysm. Doctors think that if some jackball will get out of the fast lane, it'll reduce aneurysms by 50%. Because the guy behind you, there's like a whole vessel that's just going to go, boink. Get out of there, man. God, get a clue. See, that's my thing. And it's all a rage, baby, as in road rage. And then the other thing, the hybrid deal. I got a whole thing on hybrids I can tell you about, but I'll tell it after we get into the All You Can Eat Negro flashback, which is, like I say, one of the all-time big faves that's coming up in a few minutes. And we'll have Chris Norton for you later on tonight as he talks about prenuptials. We are also going to have with us Art Bell and General Johnson Jameson blathering about something or other. Father James McQuarters is going to be talking about the reinstatement of a lesbian minister in the United Methodist Church. He says the Methodists should be held up as a fantastic example of modern thinking, even though every last one of them is going to hell because they're not Catholic. Okay. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, PHS at philhenryshow.com. I've also got examples of, which I'll read in a second. If you enter in gay man and gay journalist in Google, you'd be surprised how many things come up. There's people on, like, blogs for, like, insurance, California insurance things, This is the California State Insurance Commissioner, right? You go to his website and somebody has, like, entered in something in one of their message boards with gay man and gay journalist in it. The Methodist Church. It's coming up.
1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, nobody's ever done a show like ours before, and so as a result, I'm not really sure, you know, how you're supposed to do a show like this. Do you play call, and we do play calls back, do you play them back like you play back favorite records, like favorite songs? Are there such a thing as hits? Is there such a thing as hits? We have a lot of bits that people request time and again. This is one of them, and we're going to play it again, and we've had a lot of requests for it. And I really don't know when, if we ever play it too much. And if we do, I suppose we'll find out. But here it is, by request. I'm going to read the letter. Did I give it to you, man?
No, you haven't.
No, I got it. Hey, Clinton, you can just say it at a normal tone of voice, man. You don't have to yell it, okay? Yeah.
You have.
Yeah, okay. Here it is. Dear Phil, I love All You Can Eat Negro. Making your audience laugh is cool, but it must really make you feel great when you crack your boys in the studio. How about it? Mike Meredith, loyal backstage pass listener. Here it is.
Do you fear your nephew is in hell?
I feel that my nephew is not with the Lord, no.
Not with the Lord. Then, in other words, in hell.
I don't know. I fear he's not with the Lord, no. And because they ate part of his body like a limbo.
You fear that Roman Catholic communion is they ate your nephew's body?
Yes, sir.
All right. We have on the line in Van Nuys here a Roman Catholic priest on KFI AM 640. Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good, listen, ma'am, first of all, I offer my condolences to you on the loss of your nephew.
Are you a priest?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to let you clarify something for you, okay?
Yes.
So this is just, you've been misinformed about the Catholic Church.
Why do you eat people?
Well, if you just hang on, I will explain to you what our belief is, and then you can draw your own conclusion.
But you eat people?
Let me explain what our teaching is, and you draw your own conclusion.
Let the father explain, okay?
Okay, first of all, we believe that when we receive communion, we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Well, hold on, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
I mean,
I'm just calling to let you know what our belief is.
You eat flesh and blood.
If you want to look at it that way, that's fine.
Oh my God,
that's
I want to vomit.
This is our belief, and you draw your own conclusion.
I want to vomit.
Ma'am, you got to let the father explain.
Why would I want to hear him talk about eating
people? Well, because
you've
been misinformed.
This is like Hellraiser, like Clive Barker.
Okay, first of all, okay, you're upset because you've been misinformed about what happened to your nephew in our ritual.
You eat the butt, you eat the whole damn thing, though.
Excuse me?
Don't you eat it?
We eat the host, yes.
The host.
But he said he eats the whole body of the man.
That's not what I said.
You said you eat the blood and the flesh.
Of whom?
Of the man.
No, of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, that is a blasphemy.
Well, if you choose to believe that, all I'm trying to do is inform you about our belief because you've been misinformed.
Do you eat up on the booty, too?
I'm not even going to answer that.
I don't understand. What's that mean?
What is this man talking about eating the Lord Jesus?
Let him finish.
Okay.
Let him just say what he has to say.
From the scriptures, man, where Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and said, take this and eat it. This is my body.
Oh, God.
And then he took the cup of wine and he said, take and drink. This is my blood. And again he says, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life within you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is Good Friday.
Exactly.
And you're talking about eating up on Jesus.
And I'm just calling to inform you of what we believe.
You're grubbing on Jesus, ain't you?
If
what?
You choose to believe that.
You're grubbing all over on Jesus.
If that's what you choose to believe.
And my nephew, what about him?
Okay, ma'am, as again.
Macking on Jesus. Them Catholics macked on my boy.
macked on your boy.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
Them Catholics macked on your boy, huh?
You want to laugh at me?
Can I ask you a question?
You son of a bitch, you laugh at me?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question here.
It's like some kind of Negro smorgasbord over there.
Well, I'll tell you. Listen.
Okay, now, as far as that other man is concerned.
It's like a brother buster.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in a phone line.
Listen, Father, I thank you for taking the time.
Okay.
I really do.
Ma'am, you have a good Easter.
Well, you pay for your sins.
Well, I'll leave it up to God.
That's true. Thanks, Father. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was a Roman Catholic priest.
They're macking on my boy like a brother buffet. Oh, you can eat me. Oh.
What was it? What's it called, man?
Oh, you can eat Negro.
Can eat Negro. Oh, God. So, I understand.
Well, thank you very much.
There you go. There wasn't a GD in there, was there? I don't think so. That's by request here on the Phil Henry Show. That is, that's a classic, baby. It's a classic. It's just me and Crozier breaking our rear ends on that one line. But that is from our, like make life really easy. That's from our best of 97 CD that goes back to 1997 here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'll call him up now. Hi. Is this the Chinese place?
What do you mean?
Can I get, I want to make an order.
What? What do you want?
I wanted to get some Szechuan chicken.
How do you mean?
What's my name?
How do you mean?
What is he saying, bud?
I'm doing it. I don't know. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Where do you speak Chinese?
What's your name?
Hold on, will you? Tell him to hold on.
I'm telling you everything. Hold on.
Where'd you learn to speak Chinese?
I don't know.
You speaking Chinese to that guy?
Yeah, well, no, it ain't Japanese. It's Chinese, yeah.
Tell a guy once. Where did you learn Chinese?
Just listening to a lot of radio and TV.
Like who?
I don't know, people you can't understand, you know. Like Barbara Walters and stuff.
Are you nuts? You'd learn Chinese listening to Barbara Walters.
Well, just people, you know, you don't understand.
It comes out Chinese.
Yeah. Benny Hinn.
Benny Hinn. Tell a guy.
You do it. I'm doing Thai, don't you come down, come down, I'm going. You know you do it. No, Szechuan, that Chong Kong Tong. So I don't hear the word. Tong. Ching? Ching Ching. Cling.
What do you mean, cling?
Well, it's just like, so you know, like we said, silverware dropping.
All right, man, anyway, I want that Szechuan chicken and that vegetable chow mein.
Well, you better call him back.
Why?
I didn't say the vegetable chow mein.
Oh, okay. Is it on the line?
On the line?
Just tell him I want vegetable chow mein, just real fast. I gotta get on with the show. Hold on for a minute. What are you doing?
I'm telling you I want vegetable chow mein.
Is this going to take all night?
I don't know. I'm just telling them.
Well, how long does it take to say vegetable chow mein in Chinese?
I'm speaking Mandarin.
Oh, well. Hold on for a minute. What is that butthole? What is it, bud? What's the butthole line?
It was a reference to you.
Is that Chinese?
Yeah.
What's butthole Chinese for?
Butthole? Sorry.
Just tell him I want vegetable chow mein, and I don't want to take all night with it, okay? I gotta move on. Okay, that's it. I just heard that guy say something. Was that about me?
No, it wasn't.
Well, what does he mean? You know what he said. Vegetable chow mein, bud.
Right. Clang.
By the way, what does clang mean?
This means out.
Oh, that's out in Chinese, huh?
Right, it's I'm out.
So for me to say I'm out in Chinese, I say clang.
Yeah.
Clang.
Clang.
Okay, remember that, you guys. Instead of saying I'm out or peace out, just say clang. That's Chinese for peace out.
Right. Clang. Yo, what's up, man? Clang.
Clang. You know what that really is? That's the sound of you dropping on your head from five stories up. It's going to happen, man, if that vegetable chow mein doesn't come in here. With extra hot sauce, too. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Clang.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Scared straight. Starbucks edition. Okay, welcome to Starbucks. My name's Moldy. This is Gangrene. Okay. Hey, you're in Starbucks now. You want a cup of coffee or what?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay, now here's how it's going to be. You ask me for extra foam or caramel. You make your order a little too complex or complicated. Guess what? You're my bitch. What are you smiling at?
Well, it's sort of funny with you.
Is it funny? Is it funny, really? See this?
Yeah.
It's a box of mints. I'm going to give this to him. Now he owns you. Go ahead, go with him. He owns you now. Go.
Look, I'm busy.
Go! I don't care how busy you are, man. Get over there. He owns you now, man. You're his girlfriend. Okay, hey, you, what are you doing?
I'm looking at these pieces of bread.
Pieces of bread. Biscotti. That's what it's called, huh? Biscotti. You know what? I like you. You're cute. Come here.
Look, I got a double-parked UPS truck.
Come here. I like you. You're real good-looking. Anybody come at you yet? Anybody come at you yet? You know what I'm talking about, huh? Tell you what, man, nobody bother you. I mean, nobody's going to bother you. Nobody's gonna bother you. I love you.
Look, pal, you must be kidding.
You think I'm kidding? You screw around, that's what's gonna happen. You, go over there.
All right, get over there, man.
I own you now, man. Yeah, that's right. Anybody else?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
Okay. What's your order?
Hi, I want a Cafe Cubano Cubano.
Oh, whoa, whoa! You want? You don't say you want. You ask me polite. Then you say, do you take plastic? Then you say, thank you. And then you go over there with the other 60,000 people that are crammed into that little corner that is just off the bathroom so you can smell someone who's just gone to the toilet, right? As you're waiting for your coffee, and you'll wait there for a half an hour. Do you understand? And another thing, just because there's only two guys working the counter here, one guy taking orders, and the other guy taking all 8 million orders, how to make them? You think I'm going to go fast?
No, I didn't think so.
Okay.
I love you, man. You better hope somebody goes your bail about 20 minutes, baby, because you know what? We're going to take our shower. I love you.
Anybody else, huh? Somebody got a hard time? Because I swear to God, you know, gay sex only sounds scary. Next.
Could I get a double venti latte?
Boy, you're stupid, aren't you? And ugly, too. No, you can't.
Oh, wait a minute. Get out of here.
Next. You have just regular coffee? No, we don't. This is stuff. What do you mean? Just like regular drip? Yeah. No, we don't. Go down to the gas station. Get out of here. Next.
Hi, could I get a non-caffeinated cafe Cuban?
No. Yeah. Next. Hi, do you have the little biscottis that have those nice little mint chips? Do I look like a fag? Just because I like boys don't mean I'm a fag. Get out of here. Next.
Hello, I got two. This is a big order, special order, okay?
Don't do special orders. Next. What do you want?
Hi, I'd like to have... Next. Next. Somebody else... Next. Next.
Scared straight, Starbucks. You walk in there with a big smile on your face, think you're going to run the yard? Watch out. You'll walk out holding a sponge to your rear end. Scared straight, Starbucks. They're American, yes. But, buddy, you better get the ice pack ready. Starbucks. All right. Anybody want to dance? All right. 2 o'clock, downtown Los Angeles. My name's Friday. My partner, who cares? We fire him every season. I had a call from the Marina District. A lot of people like to go sailing there. A lot of people like to surf. It's a good, clean way to enjoy life. But sometimes people screw up. Sometimes people get out of line, wear their hair greasy, wear long, baggy pants, do things that bother me. That's when I come in. My name's Friday. And today happens to be Friday. Want to make a joke out of that? Oh, okay, good. 425 downtown Parker Center, named after a former police chief of Los Angeles who was as corrupt as the day is long. William Parker, a guy who had a hand in the reasons for the Watts riots. Anyway, downtown, there I was. I put a quarter into the machine and I got a, woo, look at that. It's a latte. So anyway, I went around the corner and I had my hair done. Then I went and I investigated some kind of a purse snatching. And then I went and, oh, it's all silly. Then I went home and I watched some soap operas, got up the next day and busted somebody.
That's good. Keep going.
I don't want to keep going. I'm done. 1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell is going to be with us, and he is, as you know, a sex offender who is now out of a mental institution. He's writing a book, a historical treatment of a neighborhood he's living in. He has not yet registered as a sex offender. The people in his neighborhood don't know that he lives there. At least they don't know that he is a sex offender, and he doesn't want to register because he doesn't want to get driven out of this neighborhood before he finishes his book. We'll talk to him. It's kind of an interesting situation. Phil Hendry Show. Be right back.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.